You're listening, of course, to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is a Tuesday afternoon. We always talk with Wayne Nelson. He is in New Market, Indiana, at L&M Commodities. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
Well, have you gotten snowfall there yet?
It's starting to snow. We probably got an inch down this afternoon on top of what we had left from Sunday. So it's supposed to get white. We're supposed to be in the 6 to 8 inches. So could be a little slippery come later this evening.
More snow, more wind, and I guess we'll continue to do what we do, and that's to move forward one way or the other, isn't it?
That's right.
And so just a couple of reminders. The Kankakee Will Ag panel that was scheduled for this evening, and it was a reschedule, has been canceled once again. I suppose they'll try to put that one in. And then tomorrow, as best I know, we will be at the Pork Expo in Peoria, that I'm going to put right here in Champaign. And hope that this thing ends early enough in the evening tonight or tomorrow morning that they get the interstate between here and there cleared off. We'll try to make that run. And then you and I will be headed to DeKalb, Wayne, on Thursday to the Sycamore Illinois Center for Agriculture. That's the Illinois Farm Bureau building for a Castle Bank event. And Dan Bossy and you, Jackie Vakes, will be there, too. Should be fun.
Be a lot of fun, you know, very nice facilities, and looking forward to seeing a lot of people up in that area that we know and recognize and talked to many times before.
So numbers that we need to get through, 68 to 32. The United States Senate passed the farm bill this afternoon. I don't know that we have much to say about that at the moment. I'll have more on it from Charles Grassley's discussion earlier today and a little bit from Jonathan Kappas about whether this thing can actually make WTO mustard or not later in this program. But the Farm Bill has passed the Senate, has passed the House, and now it's off to the President of the United States, and I suppose he will sign it. That's where all signs point, isn't it?
It looks like that's going to be what will happen. And, you know, also along the way, one of the things mentioned in the Wall Street Journal was that there's stipulations for hemp growing in Kentucky and a few states along with this farm bill.
Yep.
Something new and different.
Well, something new and different, but we did grow a lot of hemp at one time in this country for rope, and that was actually for rope, and they needed for the seamen and the Navy guys that
World War I, if I remember correctly. During the war.
Yeah. So nothing different than we haven't done before, and they'll probably have all kinds of cultivars that they can use for interesting and wonderful things. I'm going to go with that.
How there you go. There's sort of interesting and wonderful things we saw today in the market, Todd.
What'd you see?
Well, we saw beans up 20 cents, corn up 6 cents, and, you know, the wheat up 20 cents. You know, greatly diminished crop ratings on the wheat. This cold weather coming in again, and that spurred the wheat up market, of course. The bean meal that you talked about rallying so much there spurred the bean market. And the corn market, just this kind of weather, lack of movement, ethanol plants going strong, and farmers are somewhat tight holders here now. But we did notice that the cash-connected brokers were somewhat active sellers in the cash and the corn and the beans here today. Saw a little bit of extra country movement with these prices today.
Prices popped the country movement. Does that tell you that most people are still thinking a little longer term and what this might mean in terms of total number of acres in the United States that are available to plant to all crops and what kind and size crops might be coming out of South America, and both might look big for the 2014 season?
I think they do look big for the 14 season, Todd. I think that, you know, South America, we started off a little dry and a little warm in some areas, but, you know, they're getting some pretty good, decent weather down there now. There's a few areas that might see a little flooding and a little bit of dry stress, but all in all, tremendous crops out of South America. And, you know, just the switch on whether we're going to switch as many acres over to beans away from corn this next year, not yet to be seen. And, you know, the little bounce back in the Dease corn today gives us a little hope that we might not lose quite as many corn acres.
What's your expectation for the export market for the corn in the next month?
Well, I think that, you know, as long as we stay, as we don't rally too much here, you know, we're going to stay fairly active. I look for that and look for the ethanol plants to keep doing as long as our ethanol exports can keep up to par like they have been doing. So, you know, the corn is going to keep moving on through, but we still got, you know, a big extra supply of corn out there, so don't look for the corn price to go too high.
Is it a sideways market, sideways to higher, sideways to lower? We just don't know yet.
I think we're in a sideways to higher right now until we get just a little further down the road past some of these weather problems as far as moving inventory goes. I think, you know, in that point in time when we start to get a little more looking at what the plantings are going to be, then we're going to probably tail off as we see the corn and beans go in the ground. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for right now, we're looking at what's happening down south of us, and the Argentine government saying that they want to maybe penalize some of the farmers for holding their grain that's hurting the Argentine economy sounded something sort of like blackmail.
Hey, speaking of not blackmail, but you mentioned the weather and these prices holding fairly well as long as we continue to have weather fronts that move through. I talked to Don Day already, and we'll hear it a bit later, and he tells me that it looks like about every 3 to 4 days for at least a couple of weeks, we're going to see a weather front and more snow come in. So I suppose that might be a good indication that prices would remain at least strong.
I think, you know, the basis levels are going to stay good. These cash people are wanting to get some, you know, inventory in. It hasn't been coming in fast because of this. Talked to 3 or 4 farmers today that said, you know, my legs froze up. I'd like to be moving corn. I'm here. I'm doing this. I can't move what I'd like to be moving now. So, you know, there's difficulties out here. And the basis levels and the prices will probably hold together as long as that weather stays like that.
All right. Thanks so much for taking the time with us.
Thanks, Doc.
That is Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. He joins us here on this Tuesday afternoon.